The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cinematic Sound, heard right here on cinematicsound.net. This is the show dedicated to the music of film, television, and video games. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On the program today, we're going to be featuring music from comic book films. Since The Avengers is coming out shortly, we thought we'd look back at some of the best comic book films ever made, as well as the music that accompanies them. We have quite a bit to play for you on today's program, as we'll be listening to music from Supergirl, The Shadow, Men in Black, the X-Men trilogy, Judge Dredd, Spider-Man 3, The Phantom, Wonder Woman, and we'll hear music from Alan Silvestri's new score to The Avengers. We opened up the program with music composed by John Williams from the 1978 classic Superman. That was the alternate take on the main titles, which is available on Film Score Monthly's massive box set featuring the music from the four Superman films starring Christopher Reeve, as well as music from the animated television series composed by Ron Jones. We're going to open up the program with music from the 1984 film Supergirl, with original score composed by Jerry Goldsmith. Now, in the Silver Age of the Superman comics, Supergirl was Superman's cousin, Kara from Argo City. Like Superman, she had a red, yellow, and blue uniform, a secret earthly identity, and the same Kryptonian superpowers. Then, due to a rewriting of the Superman universe, which took place in 1985, in a company-wide maxi-series known as Crisis on Infinite Earths, the original Supergirl died heroically in a climactic battle, and history was rewritten in the minds of the survivors so that Supergirl had never existed. In an attempt to return to Superman's roots, a new DC mandate was created when rewriting the Superman mythos that stipulated Superman to be the sole survivor of Krypton, with no relatives or super pets. The film, released in 1984, was quite a disaster. Didn't make as much money as the producers had hoped it would. And again, Jerry Goldsmith got stuck with another stinker of a film. Now, Goldsmith, as we all know, was originally offered Superman by director Richard Donner. So coming into Supergirl, this was a way for Goldsmith to make his contribution on the Superman saga, even though it's Supergirl. With that being said, this score is simply brilliant. One of Goldsmith's finest fantasy adventure scores. It's epic, romantic, exciting, very dramatic. There are not enough words to compliment this superb score. Electronic whooshes and all. What we're going to play for you right now is a special concert suite arrangement from a fantastic album called Fantasy Movie Themes, featuring conductor Roy Budd and the London Symphony Orchestra. We'll be right back. concert suite of music from the 1984 film Supergirl with original score composed by Jerry Goldsmith. That was Roy Budd conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. That suite is available on an album called Fantasy Movie Themes. We skip ahead 10 years, we stay with Jerry Goldsmith, and we are now going to look at music from the 1994 film, The Shadow. The film was a moody and atmospheric crime film, and of course was inspired by a popular radio show that ran for over 25 years. The Shadow then was adapted for the comics quite a few times. He made his first appearance in June of 1940 in a syndicated daily newspaper. In the 1994 film version, Alec Baldwin plays The Shadow. For the score, Jerry Goldsmith created a mystical, heroic, and very dark film score highlighted by the wonderful main theme and a wonderful mix of orchestral and synth textures. There's some wonderful percussion writing and a few standout action cues as well. And for you jazz fans, there's some of that in this score as well. What we're going to play for you right now are two tracks. One is a huge action track called The Tank, and then we'll conclude with Jerry Goldsmith's theme from the 1994 film The Shadow. Thank you. Music from The Shadow, composed and conducted by Jerry Goldsmith. And that film was made in 1994. We're going to take a quick break, but when we return, we'll listen to music from more comic book-inspired films. We're going to hear music composed by Danny Elfman for the 1997 film Men in Black, and we have also standing by Trevor Jones' music to the 2003 film The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. We'll be right back right after this.
From Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, this is Cinematic Sound.
The theme from the 1990 television show, The Flash. The score for the pilot was composed by Shirley Walker, but the theme for The Flash himself was composed by Danny Elfman. Welcome back to the program as we're featuring comic book films. Up next is music from the 1997 film, Men in Black. And in this year, comic book films came beckoning again to composer Danny Elfman. He had scored such comic book films as Batman, Batman Returns, Dick Tracy, and as we played coming out of the break, the theme from the Flash television series, just to name a few. This film was directed by Barry Sonnenfeld and starred Tommy Lee Jones as Agent K, Will Smith as Agent J, also known as the Men in Black. Vince D'Onofrio also co-starred in this film, and he was a scene stealer. It was the role as the farmer Edgar, who turns into a giant cockroach. The film was a perfect match for Danny Elfman, who enjoys quirky films, and he really hit this one out of the ballpark. During this time period, Danny Elfman was experimenting more with electronics and MIDI music and samples. Elfman is pretty much a master when it comes down to combining electronics with orchestra, and Elfman's high-energy score to Men in Black is a wonderful example of that type of scoring. What also is a big surprise about this film and score itself is that it was Danny Elfman's first ever Academy Award nomination. Now, it's not surprising that the score was nominated, it's just that there's so many great scores that came before it that didn't get a nomination in the past. Actually, this year, Danny Elfman was nominated for two Academy Awards, one in the Best Comedy and Musical category, which is Men in Black, as well as one in the Drama category for Good Will Hunting. And now, a suite of music from Danny Elfman's high-energy and very entertaining score to the 1997 film Men in Black. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Music from the original motion picture soundtrack to Men in Black with original score composed by Danny Elfman, released in 1997. We're going to take another break, but when we return, we will conclude this hour with music from the 2003 film The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen with original score composed by Trevor Jones.
On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
That was John Debney's memorable, entertaining, energetic, full-throttled main theme from the 2010 film Iron Man 2. The track was called I Am Iron Man, a wonderful tip of the cap to Jerry Goldsmith, and a theme and a score that is highly underrated. Welcome back to the program, and we're featuring music from comic book films. We conclude this hour with music from the 2003 film, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. The comic, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, was written by Alan Moore and illustrated by Kevin O'Neill, the publication of which began in 1999. The series spans 2 6-issue limited series and a graphic novel. There's also a third miniseries that was produced and published by another comic book company. According to creator Alan Moore, the concept behind the series was initially a Justice League of Victorian England, but quickly grew into an opportunity to merge several works of fiction into one world. The leader is the renowned adventurer Alan Quatermain, in the film played by Sean Connery, and this would be his last film role. He leads a team of extraordinary figures with legendary powers to battle the technological terror of a madman known as the Phantom. This league comprises of the seafarer, inventor, Captain Nemo, the vampire, Mina Harker, an invisible man named Rodney Skinner, an American Secret Service agent, Tom Sawyer, the ageless and invincible Dorian Gray, and the dangerous split personality of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Now, when I heard at the time that Trevor Jones was assigned to score the music to this film, I knew that we were going to have a winner. Being a fan, a big fan of his previous action-adventure scores, such as Dark City and Merlin, just to name a few, I knew that Jones would give us a great and triumphant main theme with some fast-paced, rhythmic action cues. The main theme is a memorable one and that is introduced to us immediately in the first cue on the album and the film. In addition to the main theme, Jones has composed some of the best action material of his career. And this score was actually one of my top 10 scores of 2003. And now to conclude this hour, music from The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, music composed by Trevor Jones and performed by the London Symphony Orchestra.